Tushy, gentle one. And so here we are reading the Tibetan National Anthem. I thought I'd bring us the Tibetan National Anthem since I've been trying to learn it. I'm actually reading it, and I'll be singing it from a small booklet that I was given. It won't exactly be the actual pronunciation. I'll be trying to refine it as weeks go on based on what I can hear. It's just written for English-speaking peoples, and to a degree, it's not quite exactly as it's said. But anyway, here we go. Sisi pendan drogu jung wei ter, tup ten sambel norbu yo nang bar, ten dono zing gya cher kong wei gon, trin li ki rol tsugi, torje kam su tempe, cho kun jam se kyong, nam koi ga wa gya den, u pang gung la re, pun sok de shi na tam ge, bo zhong cho ka sum gi kon la de ki sok den sa her pe kam. Cho se ki pe yun dar, Tob ten chok chur ge pe zam ling yang pe ke gu shi di pe la jor. Bo zhong ten ro ge tsen yi yu ki. Ta shi yo nang bum du tro wa zi. Nak chok mien pe yu le ge go chi. Bugyalo. Now, the translation goes, the Tibetan National Anthem. The treasure mine fulfilling the welfare and happiness of the cyclic existence and self-oriented peace, the wish-fulfilling jewel of the Buddha's teachings, blazes forth its radiant light. O protectors who extensively embrace both the jewel of teachings and sentient beings, may the blissful ocean of your virtuous activities expand and exist eternally in the Vajra realm, the pure land, guarding all directions with compassion and love. And there's more. May the celestially appointed government of Tibet, having hundreds of benefits, achieve the heights of glory. May the power of fourfold auspiciousness increase and spread throughout the three provinces of Tibet, a new golden age of happiness and prosperity, and flourish the glory of temporal and spiritual rule. May the Buddha's teachings spread in all the 10 directions and enjoy all beings in the universe the glorious peace and happiness. May the sunshine of the auspicious teachings and virtuous acts of the Tibetan people emit countless rays of auspicious light and be ever triumphant from the battle of darkness. Now, where have you ever heard a national anthem like that? May it someday be sung everywhere. So that's the, granted the language is somewhat complex and there are concepts there that take a little explaining, take a little while to explain, and but the overall picture is one of a nation that achieves its greatness by bringing benefit to others. And I think that's something that would really make a difference in this world if all nations operated in that way. And so we'll continue on tomorrow. Xin Chan Ang Go.